be a beautiful day of basketball here today. So we're not talking about just regular basketball. We are talking about street ball. Street ball will be played today.
Welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Good to have you here on this Friday morning, heading into a hot weekend, a scorcher, and muggy. Not a word we often use in Saskatchewan, but it will be muggy this weekend because of all the rain we've had. Plus, I mean, when what happens, of course, and I'm just stating maybe the obvious, but we get the rain, so you've got lots of standing water, but you've also got lush lawns and trees. As a result of the rain, it's just everything is lush and it's humid. And many areas of the province will be in a heat wave that is, it's going to feel, the effect the heat has on the body is different when it's humid as opposed to the dry heat that we usually brag about here in Saskatchewan. But that said, prepare yourself, plan accordingly, because there's so much to enjoy this weekend. Country Thunder is in full swing today. The Snowbirds hometown event happening in Moose Jaw, the 55th anniversary, that's tomorrow. And then we've talked about the Saskatchewan Jazz Fest in Saskatoon, the Regina Fringe Festival, the Big Flat Folk Festival in East End, which is a blast. There is a lot going. It's free fishing weekend this weekend. So the ability for people to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Or maybe this. Maybe it's just the kids out on the street shooting some hoops. Maybe that's what they're doing. Unless you're in Rosewood, that neighborhood in Saskatoon is going through an unfortunate fight right now. And I say unfortunate because as we talk about this, I'll talk a bit about my frustration with how this is rolling out. So this is one of those segments we're going to chat about today on the show. We got an email. Someone sent us an email and said, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but this is what's going on. In Saskatoon's Rosewood neighborhood, several residents have received bylaw notices ordering them to remove basketball hoops that sit partly on the street from the street. And this is sparking a debate over safety, over common sense, over let the kids play, over what the city priorities are. For me, it sparks a debate over why did we lose the ability to just go and talk to our neighbor if we have a problem? Because this clearly was complaint driven. I mean, the city of Saskatoon is not driving around right now in smart cars. Does anyone drive smart cars anymore? Driving around right now looking for basketball hoops. This was a complaint driven in this Rosewood area. So here to talk about why families are pushing back and why they'd like to see some change, I'm happy to welcome to our show Haley Hameline. Haley is a Saskatoon parent living in the Rosewood neighborhood and is part of this discussion. And Haley joins us by phone this morning. Haley, thanks for taking the call.
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having this discussion with me.
So walk us through this. What are you and other parents dealing with right now in Rosewood when it comes to basketball hoops?
Yeah, we came inside the other day. We were out in the backyard. We came inside and we saw in our mailbox that a bylaw notice had been delivered to us. It was a bylaw notice 7200 regarding unauthorized material in the road. We were really shocked by this. We didn't understand why this was at our house. And then we kind of sent a message out to some neighbors. And four other people on our side of the block received this notice that we know of, I'm sure more as well, regarding the unauthorized material being basketball hoops.
So how does the, I'm sure you've looked up the bylaw that they're referring to. Does it refer specifically to basketball hoops?
No, that was never the intended issue regarding this bylaw. I've spoken to previous city employees and the bylaw was there to prevent people from dumping materials in the streets, impeding vehicle flow, causing danger, making it so garbage trucks couldn't access bins. It had nothing to do with basketball nets, but this is what it's now being applied to.
So I'm guessing that someone has interpreted a basketball hoop that is on the city street as a danger, as an impediment to traffic flow. Is that what's happened here?
I assume that is what the issue was regarding, but all it's really done is made the kids come in from outside and now they're inside and they're not outside playing.
Yeah. I mean, this is one, and I'm going to talk a bit about this. We're actually going to go to open lines in just a little bit because I'm curious to hear what people think. But, you know, my first point is let the kids play. Like, yeah. let's let the kids pay. But the other thing that frustrates me, Haley, with this, and I don't know if you have a thought on this, but I feel like we as society have lost our ability to talk to our neighbors. Like, if somebody in the neighborhood had a problem, and that was my family and my hoop on the street, I would welcome them to come and chat, and we'll say, okay, perfect. How can we fix this? What, you know?
Yes.
But I'm assuming that didn't happen. You didn't have anyone come and talk to you?
No, nobody came talk to us. Nobody came to the other neighbors and spoke to them about their hoops as well. Just the bylaw notice just showed up. And that is disappointing because, you know what, we are, like, we're a close neighborhood. We for sure would have come to an agreement about what the issue was regarding the hoops. But, like, all it's done is all these hoops are in driveways now, and the driveways in this neighborhood, the grades are so high that you can't really play basketball on these driveways. So the kids just aren't outside anymore.
I was gonna ask that question, Haley, because I've already seen a couple of texts on the text line, and both of them admittedly from rural Saskatchewan, saying, help me understand why if they have a paved driveway, they can't play basketball on their driveway. The answer is it about the slope, or is it about...
It's about the slopes. We're really graded high here. Like, the driveways are very sloped here, so you can't really play on the driveways, so the street is where the kids can actually play.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's still room for some common sense conversation here, and that's kind of the attitude I'm taking on this morning, Haley, is this is a bylaw that sat there. Yeah. A complaint came in. Someone tried to apply logic from the complaint to the bylaw and made a determination it's offside. But do you feel like, have you taken steps to try and actually talk with someone at the city about this?
Well, I've spoken with people who have worked at the city, no longer there. And the one employee that I talked to was actually quite embarrassed by this and said, this is not how it was ever intended to be applied. It was really to just make sure safety and vehicle flow and pedestrians were safe, and not dumping material. So this is very much taken out of the context of what the bylaw was intended.
I'm looking at, I've got the Regina bylaw here and some interpretations. I actually am also looking at this discussion happened in Prince Albert back in 2021. And ultimately, Prince Albert Council made a decision that basketball hoops will be allowed to remain on PA streets when they're not in use, as long as they don't interfere with traffic or present a safety hazard. So similar to what I think Regina's bylaw is. Does that sound fair to you? Like, you know, would you as a parent say, look, we can't impede garbage pickup. We can't impede, like, I would argue in the winter, maybe they should just come off the street completely.
Yeah, as they all do, actually.
Right.
Yeah, all of them come down in the winter. None of them are placed in the way of garbage pickup. They're all right up in the gutter in front of their property. Like, they're not impeding anything where they are.
Right. And one other question that's come up on the text line, and I don't have, we had a basketball hoop affixed to the garage for the kids growing up, so it was it was not a portable one. But some people say on the text line, I saw a text this morning that said, I thought these hoops had wheels. Can the kids not wheel them in the driveway when they're not in use?
I know, and that would be lovely. But just we're windy here. There's a lot of wind that comes through Saskatoon here. And so these nets are weighted down so they don't blow over. And they're quite heavy. No way could my kids move them. I can't even move them. It takes me and my husband to get ours back in the driveway there.
Right.
It's not something that can be in and out, and it involves all of us coming out to get the net back out in the street and then pulling it back in. It's not something the kids can just go out and do.
Haley Hameline is my guest, Saskatoon parent, living in the Rosewood neighborhood, where they just received some bylaw notices ordering them to remove basketball hoops that sit partially or fully on the street. And this has sparked, of course, a debate about safety and common sense and city priorities and a number of things. If there's someone from city council listening right now, if the mayor is going to hear this message, what would you want them to hear from you, Haley?
You know, I just want them to figure out what their priorities are. I don't think this should be a priority of the city to enforce this type of bylaw on basketball nets. I would hope as a society, we all want our kids outside playing. And I think the city needs to reassess what they're applying this bylaw to.
I always appreciate this firsthand accounting of what's going on, Haley. So thank you so much for carving out some time for us today.
Thanks so much for talking with me, Evan.
That's Haley Hameline. So we are going to do this. We're going to take a break, And when we come back, I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. Text lines are open as well. How do you see this? I've got my take on it. I'm going to talk about it when we come back. I'm all in on let the kids play. Obviously, there's some guidelines. Some rules have to be followed. But at the end of the day, like, do we not want this for our kids? I also am not of the belief that this was a, you know, targeted city of Saskatoon, let's get them. This is an interpretation of a bylaw that I think there's still time for sober second thought and some middle ground to be reached and some good communication about what the rules are. So we'll talk about that, but I want to hear from you. Is it okay? Is it okay to have the basketball hoop on the street? Is it causing problems in your neighborhood, or in your neighborhood, does it happen and it's not a problem? 1-877-332-8255. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Phone and text lines open for you. Basketball hoops on the street. That's the topic. Back in a moment here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.